Hello, my dear friends. Here is FM 86.6. You are listening to Zadie Sir. I'm your today's host, Blueberry. Once again, a beautiful afternoon with you. Last week, William and Teresa, they had a free talk show about Asian game. But this week will be different.Because in the next 30 minutes, an old friend of Tuesday Dessert will host a radio show with me together. We are going to bring you some useful information from our talking, and I hope you can enjoy this half hour and support our show as you did.大家好，欢迎收听本期的 Tuesday Dessert， 我是 DJ Blueberry， 很高兴又可以跟大家见面了。如果有留意 Tuesday Dessert 的朋友应该会记得，上期 William 还有 Teresa 他们的 topic 是 Asian Game， 就是亚运会了。但是今天的节目内容会稍稍的有点不一样，因为 Blueberry 在广大的同学的强烈的要求之下，再一次邀请了学校的一位，有人说是偶像派，但是我更倾向于说他是实力派的外教老师，一起来聊聊他在暑假的一次非常有趣的旅行。那么他们途经了11个省会，总路程是2000公里，30天的时间，15个不可完成的任务。To start with, please allow me to unveil the mystery guest.He is the one who traveled in 5 continents and around 14 countries. His experience ranged from climbing mountains in Africa to being one of the few foreigners to have trekked through the rainforest of West Papua. And now he is sitting right next to me. Please welcome Adrian.
Hi, Adrian. Thank you very much.
Hi, Adrian. I feel great today. And how do you feel now?
Yeah, really happy. I'm happy to be on the show. Thank you for having me.
So, this time is the fourth time or third time you be the guest?
I think it's the fourth time.
But this is the first time you being the radio host.
It is, yeah. It's my debut as a host, so thank you for having me.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Last semester, when I heard about that you and Albert are going to have a long trip in China, I told my partner, oh my god, the double A are going to Urumqi, and what kind of surprise they will bring for us. Can they finish all the challenges? And now I'm eager to know about the answers.
Well, it was an amazing trip. We had a really, really great time, andWe had 15 challenges that our students gave us, and we had 30 days to travel from Urumqi back to Beijing. And we achieved 12 of them, so 3 of them we failed, we didn't pass, but we tried to do all of them, and we had a great time.
And actually, who got the idea to have a hitchhiking trip?
Well, the idea came one day. I was riding my bicycle to Chuni. And yeah, often when I ride my bicycle, I think about lots of things. And I was thinking about the summer holiday and what to do in the holiday. And I just thought it would be fun to see more places in China and travel more. And to do it with a friend as well, I thought would be good. So I told Albert my idea and we discussed it. And slowly we decided to do 15 challenges.
I'm so happy.Chuni can be a place, can give you some inspiration.
It's a very inspiring place.
And why you would like to choose Albert as your partner?
Well, I guess lots of reasons. First, I think he's one of my best friends here, and I thought it would be great fun to travel with him. And his Chinese is also very useful. That wasn't the main reason for traveling with him, but it really helped us in many, many situations.I think without his excellent Chinese, it would have been very difficult to achieve as much as we did.
And he can be your private translator.
He was, yeah. He was basically my translator. Yeah.
So nice to hear that. And I keep browsing your website, the Great China Crest. You show us tons of photos and short videos. And I like the self-introductions.
Oh, thanks. It was actually quite hard to write that. It's difficult to talk about yourself and to think about things that you've done. And yeah, so that was quite a challenge, actually, to write that.
You write by yourself?
Yes.
Oh, I thought you asked your partner to help you do this job.
No, we wrote it about ourselves and some of our experiences that were related to our travel.
And I know there are 15 challenges in total, and you guys had only 13 days. How many challenges you had completed?
We completed 12.
12, yeah, you told me before. And you failed catch a fish, win the mahjong game,
yes,
and
right.
Fire Chinese girl taller than Albert.
Yes.
And which one, among the total challenges, which one is the most difficult one in your journey?
I think the most difficult to organize was to go to a Chinese wedding, because we didn't know anybody who will get married. We didn't even know anybody on our trip. So we were never very confident that we could achieve this one. But one day we just finished the previous challenge, which was working in a noodle shop. And just as we were leaving, the owner of the shop asked us our plan for the next day. And we told her that we didn't have a plan. And she said, well, my daughter-in-law is getting married. Would you like to come to the wedding? So we couldn't believe it. So we were very lucky to do this one.
Wow, how lucky you guys. And I do think there was a very easy one. You think I'm good at it. I can deal with it without any problems.
Well, I thought catch a fish would be quite easy.
Failed.
And I also thought winning at Mahjong would be easy, but I'd never played before. I had no idea how to play, but I'd often watched old ladies playing it, and I thought, well, if they can do it, I'm sure I can do it. But it's very difficult, and I think we won maybe one game out of about 30 games, so we were pretty bad at this.
I feel so surprised because you thought Mahjong is very easy.
Yeah, I did. I thought maybe it's just about luck, and I thought maybe we can be lucky, but yeah, it's much harder than that.
I know how to play it, but I seldom win.
Yes,
and I always lose money during the spring festival.
Do you play with your family or your friends?
My cousin, brother.
Right.
Because I always lose the game, so they ask me, hey, come here, play with
me. They want to play more because they want to get your money.
Yes.
So how much would you normally bet with them?
1 yuan.
1 yuan for one game.
And have such a challenge, after you finish it, you feel proud of yourself and you want to say, wow, I finally get it, I'm amazing.
Yeah, I think Albert will probably have the same answer for this one. The one that we felt the most proud was we had to do some singing in the street and try to get money for charity. And we'd just seen on the TV just a few days before the terrible landslides in Zhouqu. Yes. And we wanted to help the people in Gansu province. So we went to the park and we got a guitar and a little drum, and I think we played there for about 4 hours.
4 hours?
Yeah, just singing songs and asking local people to give some money to help Gangsu. And our aim was to get 100 yuan. This was our target. And Blueberry, have a guess. How much do you think the local people gave us?
100. 4 hours. 400.
400. It's a good guess. Actually, we got even more than that.
Even more? Double?
More than double, actually.
More than double.
Yeah.
Just tell me the answer, okay?
I think it was 1,350.
Wow.
So just amazing.
Just 4 hours.
4 hours, and just the local people were so generous. When they realized what we were doing it for, they just gave so generously. Some people gave 100 yuan. It was, yeah, very, very kind, the local people.
You know, if I were you, I would do it more than 4 hours. That means I can earn more money.
Well, we actually did do a little bit more, because in the morning we went to a shopping street and sung outside a busy shop, and not so many people were around, or maybe they were busy, they were shopping and they didn't really want to stop. So in the evening, after it got a little bit cooler, because the weather was very, very hot, we went to the park, and there were much more people much more people sort of walking around in the park in the evening, having a walk with their friends, and I think they just have more time to stop and listen to us.
Mm.
And sometimes we had about maybe 25 or 30 people would be watching us, and at the end of the evening we encouraged them to sing together, and yeah, we had lots of people all singing and joining in some Chinese songs.
Wow, so the street performance, and finally you get 1,300 yuan.
Yes.
Did you get a big dinner?
Oh, no, because all of the money was to help the people in Zhouqu.
This sounds very meaningful.
Yeah, so everything that we raised, of course, we gave it to them. So the next morning we went to the Red Cross, which is the international charity, and we gave them the money. And actually the newspaper reporter came to interview us and take some photographs, so we were a little bit famous.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Very nice. 11 parents, 15 challenges, 2,000 miles, just 13 days. And what is your biggest achievement in your trip?
Biggest achievement? I think just attempting everything within... Yes, because we had a time limit, the 30 days, to travel right the way across China. And... we were very, very tired. There were some days where we were travelling on the bus or on the train for a long time. And sometimes it was difficult to sleep. And so very tired, but we managed each day to wake up early and attempt the next challenge.
Mm.
And then maybe that night we would have to then leave and go to the next place. And so there's quite a lot of pressure actually to keep moving and not to stop and have a rest, even though some days we didn't feel like getting up and doing the challenge. We had to keep going.
Yes, and you guys have to spend 2 days in Erring to finish one challenge.
Yes, that's right. And I think the challenge that we felt was our biggest achievement was the TV show.
TV show, I love it. You know, you guys spot on a very popular TV show, and I never expect, wow, how can you appear in a TV show, and finally you guys get it.
Yes. What's the Chinese name for this TV show?
勇者总动员.
Okay, and this is a famous show in China.
Quite famous.
So had you seen the show before?
Of course I did.
Do you think most of our students here have seen it?
No, I can't say most of them, but some of them, I think. And have you came across anything that freaked you out? You feel, I'm so tired about it. The people, rude, or the challenge is really hard for me to finish it.
Actually, never. No.
Oh.
There were days, I think actually, maybe the second or the third day, we realized just how difficult our trip was going to be. And I remember we were going to sleep one night, and we weren't serious, but we were just thinking, oh, maybe we should just give up and just have fun, just have a really good holiday and not work so hard. But we were just joking. And to be honest, there was never a time when we met any big problems. Every person that we met just couldn't have been more friendly. And to be honest, I want to tell you that I've been to a few different countries, and I don't think it would be possible to do this trip in another country. I think the Chinese people were the most friendly and the most kind that I've met when I've been travelling.
So happy to hear that. I'm proud of myself because I'm a Chinese.
Yes.
And you chose the right place. Do you think so?
We really did, yeah. I think there's a lot of luck about just always meeting good people who just really wanted to help us. So we're extremely lucky to meet them.
And I know you spent one day in temple, experienced the life as a monk.
We did. We went to, I forget the name of the province, but it was very near to Tibet. And we went to a temple where apparently there'd never been a foreigner, had never been to this temple before. So the monks were quite surprised to see us. And there was about 20 monks that lived there.
Only 20 monks?
Yes.
Including you and Albert, they have 22.
Yes, I guess. We were just there, just as visitors, really. We didn't really join in their life. We just observed their life. We just watched what they did as a daily routine. But I think the most amazing memory from that challenge was the three children that lived at the temple. And one of them was only 13 years old, and every morning he would get up at 5 o'clock and he would study for, I think it was for 4 hours. And then he'd have a little break for lunch, and in the afternoon he'd continue for three or four hours, and he wouldn't have a break, just sitting down on the hard floor and studying and studying. And it's, yeah, I have a lot of admiration for him.
And what did you do?
We lived with the monks, and they let us stay with them. They cooked with us. We asked them a lot of questions about their lives, and we just basically followed them and watched what they did. So sometimes they prayed, and sometimes they sang songs or played musical instruments.
Sing a song?
Yeah, it was really chanting. Chanting. They would speak some words, and it sounded to me like a song.
Okay.
But they'd also do lots of things. They would go out into the community, into the local area, and visit people's homes, and they would help them to pray for something, or just help them, just give them some food, or support the local people.
And did you do some meditation, sit in a place and keep quiet?
I suppose one time when I did that was one of the monks was playing a horn, which is a kind of musical instrument. And we just sat next to him, and he played for about an hour. And we just sat and listened, and that was a good time just to sit and think about where we were and who we were meeting and what we'd learned from him.
And how did you guys communicate with each other? Because you don't know about Chinese, and I think they should have some dialect.
Yeah, it was a little problem, but I mean, Albert's Chinese is excellent, as you know, and with most of the trip, we met people who could speak Mandarin, but in this place, because it was close to Tibet, they spoke their own local language.
That sounds very cool. To be a monk.
Pretty hard, I think. Yeah, pretty hard life, but I guess they've chosen that and it's what they want to do.
And now I want to know, when did you begin your first world trip?
Well, I started traveling quite a long time ago. Do I have to give the year? It was 1998. Yeah, when I first left home, and I'd studied geography at university, so I was very interested in travelling and other countries.
This sounds makes sense.
Yeah, and I just wanted to experience a new place. So actually I bought a ticket, it's called Round the World Ticket, and it allows you to visit lots of different countries. So I bought this ticket, and the ticket would last for 12 months, for 1 year. And in that time I could travel around the world, so many different countries. So sometimes I would work to get some money, and other times I would just travel. And
so 12 years, 5 continents, and more than 14 countries.
Yes.
What an amazing number, just 12 years.
Yeah, I've been very lucky, I think.
You know, when the first time I heard about it, 14 countries, so you might have to begin your trip when you just little boy.
Yeah, I started when I was 7.
Okay, and have you ever feel tired about your busy and continuous world trip?
Yeah, definitely. There are days when you get tired, especially after long bus journeys and long train journeys. But when I was traveling before, if I feel tired, I can just stay for an extra day somewhere or go to a quiet place to relax. On this trip in the summer, we didn't have that chance because we had to complete the 15 challenges in the 30 days. So it was, yeah, a lot of moving. Every day we would pack and move to the next place. And yeah, so we didn't really have a chance to have a rest. But yeah, usually I find lots of time for resting and relaxing, go to a beach or something.
And do you think now you are having a rest, stop moving for a while?
Yeah, I did. I mean, I can remember you asked me before about staying in Pejong for a few years. And I think I've really enjoyed just being in one place. When I'm travelling, I love seeing lots of places and meeting lots of new people, but it's also nice sometimes to be in one place and have some good friends and get to know people and
new people.
And a place. So I decided this time to stay one place for a few years, but at some point I'll leave and go to the next place.
And I hope you can always on the way approaching your dream step by step, day by day, and go further and further.
Thank you. Yeah, I hope to do more traveling in the future.
Okay, let's come back to the challenges.
Okay.
About your park.
Okay.
And based on your website, you say you and Albert are going to spend the next month writing the book. And how's it going?
It's not going so far.
Not going so far.
No, I guess we were hoping to do a bit more this term than what we have done, but it's been a busy term, and Albert does a lot of things in his spare time, and me as well, and we just haven't had time to sit down and really start. But I'm hoping maybe the Spring Festival time. Yeah, and we'll
do you think I can get a free one from you and Albert?
Of course you can.
Thank you. That's why I would like to invite you as my guest, because I want to get a book.
Is that the only reason?
One of them. 刚刚呢就非常的高兴可以跟 Adrian 聊了这么多他在这个夏天的中国之旅。那么如果你们想要获得更多的他们的详细的信息，就可以登录他们的博客 quest.laowaichinese.net， 里面呢就会有很多他们这次旅行的照片呀、录像啊，还有他们的博客文章。那么在往后的几个月时间，他们就会筹备出版他们的新书 A 计划，相信你们也会跟我一样非常非常的期待他们的新书。那么好，现在我们就听一曲来自 The Vampire Diary 吸血鬼日记的主题曲 Never Say Never，也特别的送给我们的嘉宾，希望在往后的日子里面他可以游历更多的地方。 Never say never， 永远 on his way。
OK, welcome back everyone to Tuesday Desserts. I'm Adrian.
I'm Blueberry.
And we have to tell you that we've been talking for such a long time that actually time is now up.
And this never happened before, because we talked so long and we just play one songsong. Yeah,
so sorry about that. Sorry you have to listen to us talking so much. But we've had a good time anyway. So thank you, Blueberry, again for inviting me.
Wow, thank you, Adrian. You are so welcome. It's my pleasure I can invite you as my guest again. Actually, you are the host. Okay.
Thank you. And I just want to say that I know you're very busy now getting ready for your trip to Australia and thinking about your plan. So I wish you good luck.
As you
start to prepare now for that. And yeah, I know you're going to have a great time.
Thank you for all your encouragement, and I appreciate it. I just want to say thank you to you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I guess it's now time to say goodbye to everyone that's listening. Goodbye.
Bye-bye, see you next week.